Hi, folks, and thanks for joining me. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful you're here for day three of our weekday meditation. This morning, or wherever part of the day that you might be taking some time to meditate, I'm grateful. I really do believe that when we find a place of quietude and solitude in our day to invite our divine creator to step into our life and give us direction that is divine, to give us hope and healing that is from heaven, to give us the course for our day that is Christ-honoring, then I believe we get to walk in peace. And peace is such an incredible part of knowing how we can be at peace with God, at peace with those around us, and as a result, have our soul at peace. I have said this in marital counseling, I don't know how many years, but the truth is that when I am right with God, it is so much easier to be right with my spouse and my kids. And when I'm right with my God and with my family, it is so much easier to be right with others. And when I'm right with others, then I get to live my life and every facet of my life at peace. Now, you know, peace is not always the dismissal of some type of conflict. Often it's really a position in which my attitude and my heart is bent toward. I think the greatest need we have as people is that we might walk in peace. But to do that, I think we need to have this sense that we are loved and respected, that we're accepted and secure, that we're valued, that we want to know people care for us. We are at peace at our best when we know that we're loved, we're cared for, and we may not want to admit it, but we are endeavoring to fill these profound internal needs in ways that often don't work. And when we look outside of the divine for these things, we always are going to come up short. And this is why a time of quietude and a time of meditation is so incredibly important. So I want to invite you to know that within each of us as humans, we have this longing for us to know God and for us to be known by God. This happens on a level within us that is really untouched by our human comprehension or earthly substitutions. And the more we know God, the more he lives his life through us. I want to make sure you heard that right. The more that you strive to know God, the more he lives his life through us. When people say, you know, Chuck, I want to meditate. I want to hear from God. We are training ourselves in meditation to be able to hear from the voice of God. We get to recognize now at not a distance, but at a very close and tangible way, his power and the revealing of his plan for us. And that's why it's only through intimacy with the Father that our needs are truly fulfilled and we can stand strong. So let's enter into this time of meditation by taking a few minutes like we always do and offer two things to the Lord right now that you are grateful for. Don't overthink it. Just go with two things that you're grateful for right now. Go. Now, hopefully this gets easier and easier for you as we work our way through weekday meditations, but my prayer for you is that each of these times of gratitude would become easier and easier, that they're not always looking for the God answer or the Jesus answer like it's a Sunday school quiz, but it's something that just comes off the top of your mind and the tip of your tongue. I'm grateful for this, God. Thank you. Sometimes it's tiny. Sometimes it's huge. Today, when I thought about the things that I was grateful for, I'm grateful that I had a safe trip to Nashville. I'm grateful that I'm in a conference today that is equipping and preparing me to lead better. And I'm grateful that I got to spend this time with my friend Bobby McGraw and a few of our staff. And so whatever it is that comes to the top of your mind and the tip of your tongue, tell the Lord you're grateful for that. And now let's enter into a time of prayer. And I want to invite you to just tell the Lord how grateful you are for him. Just tell the Lord that he's wonderful. Go ahead. And now as the season of meditation continues, I invite you to do this part that I find challenging, but I also find it so refreshing. It's like when I get done and I've cleaned up good. I've had a hard day of work, and maybe I've been in the yard or I've been out and about. I've been working in the garage, and so I'm sweaty and I'm dirty, and I got out of the shower and it's like I'm clean again. And we would consider this a time of confession. King David said, "Search my heart, God, and point out every wicked way." So right now, give the Lord permission to look all down into the crevices of your soul and bring to your mind every little wicked, sinful, or selfish way that you need to confess. And why don't you just look at this and say, maybe there's four or five of those. So Lord, bring those to the top of each of my friend's heart and head right now, and then confess those to the Lord. Go ahead. And now think about some people in your life. Maybe they're friends or colleagues. Maybe it's someone who's lost their job, in need of a job. Maybe it's someone who's lost a loved one and in need of God's healing touch and care. Maybe it's someone with cancer that you know. But try to select three different issues or people that you know you can't fix their problem, but you know that the Heavenly Father can, and ask Him to step into their life. Go ahead and do that right now. And as I mentioned yesterday, here's part B to that. Would you ask the Lord to use you to be an encouragement or to be a part of His plan to redeem or encourage or to assist someone else today? And would you ask the Lord to make it so clear that you could do two things? One, recognize that He put them in your path, and two, that He would give you strength to be able to serve them well. And then if you need the Lord to do a multitude of things in your life, right now, would you just select the one thing? If you could come to the Lord as you are right now, and you could walk into His room, and you could hop up into the overstuffed chair that is God's favorite chair and sit with the divine creator and sustainer of the entire universe and ask Him to do this one thing in your life, what would it be? And go ahead and ask Him to do that right now. Doesn't that feel good to have a time where you just know that you've talked to the one who flung the universe into space? I know it does me. Before we enter into what I consider is the most difficult part of meditation, which is where we take literally just 45 seconds to listen for the voice of God, let's insert a little breathing right now. We didn't do that at the front on day three. We moved it toward the end, but it's still a critical part. If you know my belief that breath, when we treat it properly, it's like we're walking away from one part of our day and walking into another part. On day three, I wanted to invite you in this midweek to treat breath so specially that it would separate even the time where you're talking to the Lord from the time that you listen to the Lord. So get comfortable. And while you reach for the door to step into the listening and quietude moment, take a deep breath. Let's take another one. One more. And let's take about 45 seconds and listen for God's promptings and God's voice in your soul in this time. Lord, thank you for hearing us and thank you for speaking to us. We're glad we spent this time with you today. And rather than saying amen, we want to leave this channel open with you so that our prayers are never ceasing throughout this day. Would you go before us and give us direction? Would you go within us and give us hope and peace? And would you come behind us and carry us in ways that we could never make it through this day apart from you? We love you, Lord. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 4 of weekday meditation.